So, all right, well, let's go back through the various things that he's been treated with. Maybe we'll start with the current one, which is venetoclax. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what you said to him and trying to explain what venetoclax was and what to expect. One other thing I want to ask you, though, do you feel like the venetoclax, or does he feel it's in any way affecting his quality of life, like causing any side effect?
Not at all. He has had no nausea. He's had nothing. He's had no bowel changes. He's had no rashes. He really has had no issues. He's had no count, no cytopenias. He did at one point in the past, he was on IVIGG for hypogammaglobulinemia. And it's not really clear to us why that ever stopped once it was started, because that's usually something for patients with CLL. Once they develop hypogammaglobulinemia, it doesn't typically reverse to the point that you can get people off it for long periods of time. He's had a couple infections recently that are really along the patterns of what he had years ago when he started IVIGG. So we have since sent him to our immunology folks, and they're working him up, and he may get started again. You know, I think the thing for him, he's had so many therapies, and he's definitely somebody who's been around the block. Oh, and he's also a smoker, so that doesn't help his upper respiratory tract much either.
He's continued to smoke while he's had CLL?
Yes, and he's really trying to cut down. At times has smoked up to 2 packs a day, and he's down to about 5 or 6 cigarettes a day. So he really has tapered down, but he still is a smoker.
Wow, that's interesting. What kind of work did he do in the past?
He lives in Pennsylvania. He did road work.
Huh. So just to finish out, though, on the venetoclax, I do want to ask you about tumor lysis, which is the first thing everybody says. But
yeah.
I also like to verify and go back about the fact that once you get beyond the tumor lysis, how it's tolerated. Because what I've heard is once you sort of solve that problem and they get their response like he does, it's a pretty easy therapy.
It is. It is. I've had one lady who several months into it developed a rash. She had not changed any meds. She had not done anything differently. And I did an exhaustive literature search. And I really didn't think it was the venetoclax, but, you know, the fact that nothing else had changed for her. So we reduced it from 400 to 300. The rash improved. And maybe 3 months later, I went back up to 400 and the rash has not returned. So I've had to do a little finessing just once. That's it. Otherwise, people have really tolerated this beautifully.